U.S. credit rating is still below AAA, capping student loan payments. And if you'll pay for the lunch, I'll get the tip. I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary. After a big jump in March, retail sales came in well below expectations in April. The May report comes out on Thursday, with the consensus guesstimating that retail sales will be up 0.6%. We'll get the producer price index, the so-called final demand numbers, on Friday. The PPI has jumped substantially the last couple of months, so now economists speculate that the May numbers will come in showing a mere 0.1% increase. We'll find out at the end of the week. In Washington, a couple of House hearings on the VA medical care scandal and a couple of hearings and briefings on the Bergdahl-Taliban trade issue. Standard & Poor's has kept its ratings of U.S. Treasury debt below AAA. S&P cut the U.S. debt rating one step 3 years ago for the first time in 70 years. The Financial Times had an interesting article over the weekend on steps being taken by Russia to de-dollarize its international trade. That $400 billion natural gas deal signed with China recently is another step, but it's a step along a journey that has already begun, although now the pace does seem to be picking up. Fearing further U.S. sanctions, large Russian companies have begun using Chinese and other Asian currencies and financial instruments in settling accounts in Asia, according to the head of Deutsche Bank in Russia. It's a move that will cost American companies like Visa and MasterCard, by the way, a good chunk of their Russian business as the Russian central bank moves to cut their exposure to those specific companies. Well, President Obama is stepping in with an executive action aimed at capping interest payments on people with student loans. The White House says that the move caps loan payments on federal direct loans at 10% of the borrower's monthly incomes, and that is supposed to affect 5 million borrowers who currently do not have that privilege, the privilege of that 10% cap. And finally, a man in Singapore won the bidding on eBay to have a private lunch with Berkshire Hathaway's Warren Buffett. His winning bid for lunch, mind you, $2,166,766. He'll get to spend several hours with the billionaire for that lunch, I should hope. It's all part of a fundraiser for the Glide Foundation. That's a California charity. But this year's bid is well below the winning bid back in 2012. At that time, somebody bid $3.5 million for the pleasure of lunch with Warren Buffett. And that's your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.